Yes, hello, good morning. So the current Lord Mayor of Belfast or any of her successors shouldn't visit the White House as long as Donald Trump is president. That's what the SDLP wants councillors to agree to when they meet next week. But is such a public snub to the most powerful man on the planet really a good idea? 030 30 80 55 55 on the phones and on the text, 81771. I'm joined in the studio by SDLP councillor Brian Heading. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
We'll also speak to Jim Rogers from the UUP on the line in a moment as well. But first of all, Brian, set this out. What is it you actually want?
Well, almost every day from when Donald Trump was elected president, you've seen instances where he has, you know, in the latest instance where he's refused to condemn neo-Nazi groups such as the Ku Klux Klan over the demonstration to remove statues in Charlottesville, which unfortunately led to the death of Heather Hare, to do it. Now, it's not, you know, while we are bringing a motion to Belfast City Council asking the Lord Mayor to decline an invitation from the White House next year, there has also been numerous groups in the United States that have also backed away from Donald Trump. I mean, there has been a number of resignations recently from his administration. There were there was a boycott by congressmen at his inauguration in January. There is a group made up of rabbis who have also refused to have any contact and any work with him on particular issues. And as I said, you can go on to the internet, you can go on to CNN or any of those programs and see day and daily that there's yet another Trump mistake that has been made.
How do you think the Americans, or let's say Trump himself, will react to this?
Well, the invitation to the Lord Mayor of Belfast has been made on by presidents over a number of years, and certainly councillors and people in Belfast will acknowledge the work of presidents who have visited here, particularly Bill Clinton when he was involved in the peace process. But in fact, there has been quite a number of presidents that have visited Ireland North and South, going right back to JF Kennedy. But they all made a contribution to Ireland.
So is this an issue in terms of Trump and the contribution he has or has not made towards us here in Northern Ireland, in Ireland at this point, given the fact he's not been in post that long?
Well, President Trump has already made his mark in relation to Ireland, because what he has said and has been continuing to say is that he wants to disinvest jobs from overseas and bring them back to the United States.
There'll be some people saying, Brian, that there's maybe a hint of us overestimating our importance in the world and indeed to Trump. And some might say, will he even notice if we say, look, we're not coming, thanks for the invite, but no thanks?
Well, it's more important that the people of Belfast notice that its council and its leading citizen will not be at the White House and not breaking bread, if you like, with the President of the United States because of his activities and because of his attitude to events within his own country and to his promise that he will disinvest from Ireland and take American jobs from here.
So is it his behaviour in terms of how you mentioned his reaction to Charlottesville, or is it his lack of investment or suggestion that he will, you know, he's going to roll back on international investment to focus on America? What is it? Is it both?
It is both, because when he was interviewed after the Charlottesville incident in New York, and he was asked a question by a journalist about people who, again, the chief executives that he brought round him to advise on bringing jobs back to the United States, 8 of them resigned because of his lack of clarity on Charlottesville. And he actually mentioned Ireland. The only country that he mentioned was Ireland that he wanted to bring jobs back from.
Jim Rogers, UUP councillor, is on the line. You've heard Brian set out his stall there. Jim, what do you reckon?
Good morning, Vinny. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Jim.
Well, I think this is a foolish motion to bring forward, and I'll give you the reasons. We have very close links with the United States of America, and Invest Northern Ireland have been responsible for bringing several new companies. I can go back many, many years when my party leader, I'm talking now about the late Bran Faulkner, was the Commerce Minister, and he brought the first the first American companies to Belfast and Northern Ireland, backed up, of course, by his officials. Now, it's very easy to make enemies, difficult to make friends, and Brian may not be aware of this, but up until a few years ago, there was no invitation to the Lord Mayor of Belfast to attend the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And a number of us worked behind the scenes. We spoke to numerous people, including the American consul then in Northern Ireland, and everything changed. Now, normally the Lord Mayor would only get a couple of minutes with the President, but you have the opportunity of speaking to his advisers, and that is key because we need more jobs. And I know what Trump said about pulling back and rowing back.
Oh, come on, Jim. How relevant in real terms are those couple of minutes that you mentioned that you might get the acting Lord Mayor, whoever that might be at that point, in terms of investment and attracting attention to Northern Ireland?
Well, it's actually, it's not just speaking to him, but it's his key advisers, because they're the people who will tell him what road he should go down. And that's why it's extremely important. And I don't think it's going to do any good for our image in Belfast. And there's more important issues to worry about presently than putting forward a motion like this before council next Monday evening.
Do you accept, Jim, that there are many people that don't like or are not a fan of Trump because of his attitude, his behaviour and his stance on certain things? He's hit the headlines many times since he took office.
Absolutely. And let me make it crystal clear. The Ulster Unionist Party, including myself, we condemn all statements, not just from Trump, but from other people in regards to...
So you condemn what he's saying, but you're saying let's be nice to him because we might get money out of him.
No, look, it's not the individual, it's the offices that the key. It's the office is the key here. And that's why you don't want to lose friends.
But what kind of message do you think, Jim?
For us to make friends.
I understand that, but what message do you think that sends out if you're, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, you're kind of saying because he is a very important figure in the world of politics and investment, it doesn't really matter what he says because the office he stands in is important to us and we might get investment and money out of it. So we'll be nice to him because then hopefully we will get some cash in return.
Finney, normally whenever you're speaking to world leaders, you don't get involved in any controversial conversations. You may do so with their advisors and their support staff, but you try and make things look the very best. You're not being hypocritical. You're only too glad to get the opportunity of being in the White House or any other part of the world with the aim and object of improving relations, encouraging people to visit Belfast and Northern Ireland, as well as putting their money where their mouth is, and that is in regards to investment.
Well,
just think of it. If we were to really go to town about the Lord Mayor not attending, do you not think there would be advisers in the White House and elsewhere in the United States who would look at us in a very bad light and would use their influence, perhaps, to pull American companies out of Northern Ireland?
Well,
I have no doubt that...
Brian, you'll want to respond to that.
I'll make a point to you, Jim, first of all, that there have been a number of American companies that have been here in Ireland that have pulled out. My own father worked for an American company up in the Craigie area, in the Castlereagh area, and his factory closed in 1971. See, you're talking there about advisors and trying to get investment into Belfast. To do it. But this man has stated clearly that he wants to disinvest. But this motion that the SDLP that are bringing is not simply about his economic statements. It's all about his lack of clarity over what happened in Charlottesville. His own political party actually condemned him for sending out mixed messages or mixed response to what happened in Charlottesville. So the motion is much broader than just dealing with the economics. And I think when the motion is debated on Monday night, I think there will be leadership shown and our Lord Mayor will say it is the right thing not to be associated with this particular president because of his activities, because of statements that he has made. And we will not grace the White House next St. Patrick's Day, and we will. And people at Belfast, I think, an overwhelming majority will say that is the right thing to do.
Well, say for example, the President asked that as part of his visit to the United Kingdom, which is expected to take place in the near future, and he would like to come to Northern Ireland, and we were to say, you're not welcome in Belfast, what sort of a message would that send out? It's a snub to the most powerful man in the world, and we must not lose sight of that. We're trying to win friends.
Okay, well,
we're
that's an interesting point you make, Jim.
Sorts of things
Let's just go
Belfast.
Back to Brian for a second. If there was a suggestion of a visit, given the fact that the mayor is who the mayor is, your party, what would you say? Would you say, look, we're not interested?
Well, last year when there was invitations given to our last St. Patrick's Day, when there were invitations issued to political leaders, Colonies would say that he wouldn't be attending. And he wouldn't be attending because of the activities that Mr. Trump and his attitude towards particular issues.
Yes.
And, you know, by building the wall between the United States and Mexico and things like that.
Okay. So just going back to that question again, you're from the SDLP, right? Mm-hmm. So Nuala McAllister, the current Lord Mayor, is from the Alliance Party. So if there was an invitation sent to Donald Trump and he said, yes, I'm going to come and visit Belfast, where would the SDLP stand? Would they be advising, suggesting to the Alliance Party that they should say, no, we're not interested, from the Lord Mayor?
Well, you're right. We wouldn't be standing next to the Lord Mayor to welcome Donald Trump to Belfast. And I think that this Lord Mayor will know to do the right thing. She will know that an overwhelming majority of the citizens of Belfast will say, actually, that's the right thing.
Okay, well, let's see what you think this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Jim in Belfast. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Everybody seems to forget that Mr. Trump is the most powerful man in the world.
Well, here, do you know what? You say that, Jim. Kieran contacted the programme to say that I'm wrong and asking, because I mentioned that earlier, why I think that. So you explain to me why you, Jim, think that he is a very powerful man and he has a lot of influence.
He has a lot of interest in the world, so he has. I think 3/4 of the world depend on America if anything happens for them to come to the raid. Now, just on that point, we actually were glad in 1939 for America to start and get involved in the war. So we were. Now we, a small nation of 1.8 million of a population, are going to dictate to the most powerful man in the world. What happens in America is none of our business. We have enough to contend with when you look at the position we're in at the moment. So I don't see why we, as a small nation, should get involved in the leg of this. If Mr. Trump wants to come to the United Kingdom, that's up to Westminster and the Queen.
Okay, but Jim, in terms of the discussion about investment from America and us snubbing an invite to go there for the Lord Mayor, where do you stand? Do you think we should stand our ground and say, because whatever your views are, President Trump, we don't agree with them, therefore we're not going to come? Or should we say, look, we'll come there anyway because the investment is much needed and we might need some help from America in the future?
Well, we probably will need investment in the future. So, you know, things done in haste, repent in leisure. So, you know, it's easy enough to get annoyed about something and spout off about it, but you have to take the consequences. We were glad of America during the Second World War. So, you know, if he wants, whatever he says in his own country, that's his business, nothing to do with us. We wouldn't like him interfering in what happens in Westminster.
But when it comes to the investment, Jim, does it matter where it comes from? If you don't agree with a country or a leader in a different country, as long as we're getting some kind of incentive from it? Or should we have a level where we say, look, you know what, that's not acceptable?
Most of London is owned by the Japanese and the Chinese. I haven't heard anybody complain about that.
Well, we're getting a bit off point, Jim, but thank you anyway. Brian, do you accept that there is a risk attached to this?
No, there isn't, because I think the...
So this might not annoy them just a little bit.
Well, the...
They have a list of places they could invest in, and they go down them and say, oh, that's right, they said, no, we don't want to come.
Vinny, let's remember that the man himself said that he wants to disinvest. He wants to bring jobs back to the United States. So to sit and hope that there's going to be a trade, or as Theresa May would hope, that there's going to be a massive trade visit from the United States over here that are going to create jobs, when he has said, and said publicly, and has actually got officials in the American administration.
But you don't think this will make it worse?
Disinvest. Listen, this is about taking a moral stand. This is about doing the right thing. This is about the first citizen.
I understand what you're saying, but my question is, do you think this could make matters worse, given the situation is as it is?
In terms of the relationship between between Northern Ireland and the United States, no, I don't think it will. It is. I think people will look at the first citizens and say yes, if she accepts this this motion, and this motion's passed on Monday night, she will do the right thing.
Okay.
Belfast City Council will have done the right thing.
Pat
said, we don't want to have anything to do with the statements that you have made.
030 30 80 55 55. Pastor Brian Ashworth has contacted us. Good morning, Pastor.
Hello, Vinny. How are you?
Not bad. Go ahead.
I just want to say it's obviously members of Belfast City Council completely missing the mark again. America is one of the biggest investors, or I heard figures, the biggest investor, foreign investor in Northern Ireland. They create more jobs than any other nation. You know, Trump has actually said that he condemns in utmost terms, you know, the racism, hate speech, all that kind of stuff, violence on all sides. I have heard that myself. I don't know what news channel Brian is listening to. But if we can't do trade with America, if we can't receive investment from them, who can we receive it from? Come on. You know, we lead the world, America, Britain, as far as, you know, just a moral stance for what is right in the world. You know, people have criticized Trump for building the wall. That's protecting your borders. Every nation in the world protects their borders. I think we should roll out the red carpet. Trump has said that.
Can I ask, Pastor? Can I ask where you're from, Brian?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Originally Houston, Texas.
So did you have a vote in the last
election?
Underwater
at the moment. Sorry?
Did you have a vote in the last election?
Yes, I did.
And who did you vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
Trump.
Well, see, people might have maybe gathered that from what you said. So that leads on to my next question. Do you think the behaviour, taking away the fact you are a fan of Trump, totally fine, the behaviour of the leader of a country is important when it comes to accepting an investment and attention from them?
Yes, absolutely. But again, I don't have that big a problem here with Trump's behaviour. I know CNN and NBC and BBC, unfortunately, you know, have taken up a very negative tone toward Trump. You have newspapers owned by Bezos and, you know, of Amazon. He owns the Washington Post and others. You know, a whole news media has tried to rubbish pretty much everything that Trump says or does. But Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom, has had a long-standing relationship with the United States. It's bigger than just one person. And again, Trump has said, you know, President Obama said that Britain would be in the back of the queue, okay, for a trade deal. President Trump came to power. He said the United Kingdom has been our longstanding ally, one of our best allies. They will be in the first of the queue.
Brian?
For trade deals. And we need jobs. We don't need petty disputes.
Look, let's just roll back a bit. This president has said that he wants to disinvest and bring jobs back to America. The motion that the SDLP are bringing to discuss with councillors on Monday night is far broader than just the economic issues, although they are significant enough. This man's own political party condemned him for giving out a mixed response over Charlottesville. Nearly daily he has made statements which are encouraging the right wing. In the
nonsense.
United States, we're encouraging. Well,
disagree.
You know, we can argue about that, and
no,
you can argue about whether you can read or you can watch CNN or not. But it is. You need to go and listen to other
CNN
groups in the United States.
Right.
You're saying that Trump is bad for American politics.
Let's let Pastor Brian back in to respond to that.
Again, the news media is very, very negative. Ted Turner owns CNN. He's a Trump hater.
No, Pastor Brian, if you can respond to what Brian Heading has just said to you, because I understand you've made that point about your opinion on the media, but Pastor Brian Heading has made a comment to you, so if you respond to that.
What about, you know, are leaders of nations, you know, their behavior important?
Yes.
You know, he said he said the Republican Party was against Trump. That's not true. You have a few outspoken voices within the Republican Party that constantly bang away. But, again, America has had a long-standing relationship with Northern Ireland. Yes, he's bringing jobs back to America, but that doesn't mean that Britain doesn't have favor in the eyes of America. Britain needs as many trade deals, as much investment as we can get right now. That's the important thing. Northern Ireland needs to be able to stand on its own 2 feet economically. You know, and now is the time to build relationships with other nations and economies and get lots of good trade deals going, because we need it.
Okay, Pastor Brian, thank you. John and Dungannon, go ahead, John.
I tell you what gets me is the hypocrisy out of certain politicians here over the Trump situation, when you consider the welcome that they give a Barack Obama, and considering the damage that he's done to the Middle East in his last year, over 26,000 bombs were dropped on 7 different Muslim countries. But yet, when he came to Belfast, everybody was up giving him the Mexican wave. We have to look at the reception David Cameron got in Stormont from everybody as well. All the MLAs, whenever he had invaded Libya and was bombing Libya back to the Stone Ages, everybody got to their feet and gave him 2 standing ovations. And to this day, I cannot find a statement from anybody condemning Cameron's actions in Libya, in the bombing of Libya. And look at the shape Libya's in today. You know, Trump's he's no angel, but I would like our local politicians to look a wee bit closer in the mirror. You know, it's every 6 months they roll out the red carpet for Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party. Only last month wasn't a delegation in, again, senior members. Wasn't a word out of anybody. Not a cheap.
Brian?
All rolled out the red carpet.
Please get back in again?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
The position is quite clear. Even before Trump was chosen by his Republican Party to go forward for president, you had the leader of the SDLP, Colm Ys Wood, attacking him. You had other SDLP members doing exactly the same. And this has carried on from that. Furthermore, it took us many, many years to get an American consulate office in Belfast, and then a consul general.
Jim, the American consulate in Belfast is one of the oldest consulates that were established. I think if you check your history books now, it'll go back to the early 19th century.
Nobody's disputing that, but it took us years to get that. And what you're calling for, backed by your SDLP colleagues, is not going to help matters, because this guy that you're critical of, Trump, is ruthless. He doesn't suffer fools gladly. At a stroke of a pen, he could decide, right, we're removing the Consul General's office in South Belfast, full stop. Now, I know what that meant whenever it was set up. People previously had to get visas through various parts of England, the Republic of Ireland. I don't want that to happen. So I think your time would be much better spent doing something in the interest of Belfast at a time whenever the city's under so much pressure. People are complaining about the rates. They're complaining about health, education. The list is endless.
Okay.
But to bring a motion like this, I think, is stupid, it is silly, and it's petty. And
Brian, you'll want to respond to that.
The record of the SDLP over the last number of years, virtually at every council meeting, they have at least one motion. And most of them don't relate whatsoever to the business of Belfast City Council.
What are you saying then, Jim?
Well, what I'm basically saying is,
Jim, are you saying the one that the SDLP brought about education cuts wasn't relevant to citizens of Belfast?
I'm saying about others that are being brought, and it's costing the council money. Every time you have a motion before the council, it's costing us money.
Let's let Brian respond to that, Jim. You've had a good run of it. Brian, go ahead.
First of all, I remind you, Jim, that the consulate in Belfast is one of the oldest in the diplomatic service for the United States. It just didn't appear over the horizon a few years ago. And why people had to go to London to get visas to travel to the United States, obviously people were going to you to get that done. They must have bypassed the consulate in Belfast. The second thing is, you know, this is relevant to the citizens of Belfast, because as you well know, Jim, it'll be ratepayers' money will be used to send the first citizen of Belfast to the White House next year. So it is, I mean, you've made a number of accusations against my party. We have brought motions to the city council. We brought one about the education cuts. You were there when we brought in the principals of the schools in Belfast to address the council. The first time that that was that has ever happened, and it was an SDLP initiative to do it. We raised a motion about women who'd lost out on their pensions because of a ridiculous policy introduced by the Conservative government. Okay. And we brought a motion about the historical inquiry into sexual abuse.
Okay.
So our record is clear, Jim.
All right, let's go back to the calls.
Can I jump in there a wee second, just to finish off there?
Yes.
Can I ask Brian, why is there no motions coming forward from the SDLP over their meeting with the Likud party or the Israelis?
Give me the date and the time.
Oh, well, you've got your friend Pat Ramsey was out there, I think was it last year. You've got that forward-thinking organisation are bringing people in and out through Stormont like revolving doors. It's only last month they had a delegation in. They were in there.
Give me the date and time at the SDLP were either in Israel or have invited anyone from Israel.
Okay,
Pat Ramsey's no longer in MLA.
We're on a bit of a side issue here, so I don't know anything about that, so let's look at that on a future date. Thank you very much. All right, we'll come back to that at a later date. Thank you. Let's go to Joan. Go ahead, Joan.
I would like to say that President Trump, Donald Trump, is the most unpopular president to date of the USA. Even with his own Republican Party, many, many people have turned against him. And businessmen who were investing have completely turned against him over his racist attitude over Charlottesville. And we all know what happened there.
Well, he would, of course, say that he's not racist. But how do you feel then that this motion, you would be in support of it, Joan, to reject any invitation?
I would fully support the SDLP. And I would say to look to the Middle East, to Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Business is thriving there at the minute, much better than the USA. And look to China to do business. There's many other countries in the world we need to go to make business with and attract investment here.
China can be criticised in terms of its human rights record. So there, I suppose different countries would have potential different issues there that people might have a problem with. What do you say then, Joan, to people that would say, well, look, you know, in terms of investment from America, the possible retraction of jobs, this might have a knock-on impact?
I would say that America, Donald Trump is only interested in building America. That's very clear. He certainly will not be putting any investment into the UK. Even if he does wish to visit the UK, John Bercow, is that the name, has already stated in Westminster that he wouldn't be welcome. The English people will not welcome Donald Trump. He, as I said again, his poll rating has dropped to below 30%. And I would like to make an important point too. Christians don't build walls, they build bridges of peace. If the man is a Christian, his attitude certainly doesn't seem to be very Christ-like.
Okay.
Also, I would make another point. Immigrants who have, established American people who've been working hard all their lives in America, including Mexican people, he's breaking up families, not criminals. Hard-working people, men and women, who've worked all their lives and paid their taxes in America are now, if you look at the stories that you can read on the news and online, they've been sent back to Mexico or wherever. Not criminals, good, decent people. He's breaking up families.
Okay.
The man is causing havoc